Listen to the crime story and circle true or false.
Inspector Shark had to solve a difficult criminal case. It was quite an unusual case. In 23 Oak Road, there had been a murder. The victim was a 40-year-old rich businessman. He had been the owner of a computer firm. He was stabbed to death, and at first it seemed there were no witnesses and no suspects. There wasn't even a murder weapon or a motive. There were no traces of a burglary, and all the windows were closed when the inspector and his team arrived at the crime scene. There were no fingerprints because the cleaning woman had been very busy tidying up all the rooms before the murder happened. For the police, it meant a lot of investigating, studying papers, and looking for hints for a possible motive. All Inspector Shark found was that the jumper of the victim was a bit wet, and that there was a little puddle on the floor, which was rather strange. Investigation showed that the weapon could not have been a knife because the wound was round. But what kind of weapon leaves a round wound in the victim's chest? The inspector was also surprised to learn that the liquid on the dead man's sweater and on the floor was rainwater. When he searched the deleted files of the victim's computer, he found an email from the murder victim to a woman named Angela Jones. It said, "This afternoon at 3 p.m, she's going to be on a shopping tour in London." The inspector supposed that this could be a motive. A secret date. Perhaps the man's wife had found out about her husband's girlfriend. He looked out of the window and saw icicles hanging from the roof of the house opposite the police station. Now it was clear to him the murder weapon had been an icicle. After many hours of interrogation, the victim's wife broke down and confessed the murder. Inspector Shark was satisfied that he had solved the difficult case and typed the crime report.